Today's chapter contains one of the most well-known passages that brings people to salvation. Recently, I was rereading Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. It's even better the second time. Lewis reminds us of the greatness of salvation. Consider his words. Christ offers something for nothing. He even offers everything for nothing. In a sense, the whole Christian life consists in accepting that very remarkable offer. But the difficulty is to reach the point of recognizing that all we have done and can do is nothing. That is how amazing salvation is. And it was Jesus's mission of why he came. Salvation is for humanity. Andy Stanley said it like this: we're not mistakers in need of correction. We're sinners in need of a savior. We need more than a second chance. We need a second birth. Let's read what Paul says about salvation and the second birth in Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is so simple, that's what makes it incredible. The old Baptist pastor from Dallas, Dr. W.A. Criswell, said every time someone was speaking about salvation in the Bible, they could describe how to be saved in one sentence. Romans 10 is no exception. Here it is. Confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. It doesn't get simpler and clearer than that. This is the ticket price into the stadium called eternity. This is the ticket to eternity, to heaven. There are people who will try to change the ticket price. That's called ticket scalping. These ticket scalpers will say you have to be water baptized. Doesn't say that. You have to speak in tongues. Doesn't say that. You have to take communion. It doesn't even say that. The thief on the cross could never have gotten into heaven if he let people change the ticket price. Some say you have to stop doing certain things before you can become a Christian. That's not what this verse says. You don't get good and come to Jesus. You come to Jesus and he makes you good. Some people then cry, what about their bad habits? They can't become a Christian if they're cursing, smoking, and gambling. They sure can. We can't change the ticket price. Remember this, God loves you just the way you are, and because he loves you the way you are, he refuses to leave you the way you are. That means God wants to get us in his family, baggage and everything, and then he'll deal with the junk that hurts and hinders our lives. But the ticket in to salvation is simple. Confess with your mouth, Jesus as Lord. Lord means he's the boss. He is in charge. He has veto power in your life and my life. If you come to a point where what you believe and think is different from what God thinks, God has to win. Why? He's Lord. Second, you must believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Paul is careful that this is not just saying the right words, but that you also believe in the core of your being. So you are saying the words because you believe them in your heart. That's how we get to heaven. Some say, I'm not sure this is the way. Will Houghton said it like this: if you decide you want to go to heaven, then you have to go God's way because it's God's heaven. Listen closely. If you wanted to come to my house, I think I can give you the best directions to my house, because it's my house. Heaven is God's home, and God knows how to get to his own home. He knows the best directions. And if you want to go to heaven, let God give you the directions. And he did, and they're pretty simple.